Acts chapter 6 today is where we're going to be. The first martyr, we come to that section in the book of Acts, and we know a guy by the name of Stephen, and he was spreading the word of God. Amen? He was an anointed layman, really, but he had the power of God upon him. And it cost him his life, if you would like to look at it that way. But God just took him home, and we'll get into some of that. But the first martyr was Stephen, a great layman. His name means crown, and certainly I believe he's wearing a crown today. The Bible tells us he is full of faith, full of faith. That's what we want to be, full of the Holy Spirit. What we want to be, full of grace, full of power, full of wisdom, that Stephen had these qualities given to him by the Holy Spirit, and he is a great defender of the faith. He defended the faith. That's what we want to do. And he was the first martyr of the church that we see here in the book of Acts. If you'll look on the screen in Acts 6, verse 8, now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, did great wonders and miraculous signs among the people. Now Stephen, and it says just what we've been talking about, a man full of God's grace and power, did great wonders and miraculous signs among the people. Great faith, great power of God upon him, doing great things for the Lord. God, in his wisdom and God's plan, says, for whatever reason, Stephen, I'm giving you great favor. I'm going to anoint you. I'm going to have my power living within you. I'm going to give you gifts and favor of the Lord that you will carry out exactly what I want you to do. And Stephen took the Lord up on that deal and did great things, full of power. What kind of power? God's power, power of the Holy Spirit. He took that and did good things for the glory of God. So it was on him. So now here today we are in 2019. We're going back to look at the first martyr of the church, and you say, well, that's a long time ago. What am I going to get out of this today? I think you can get a lot out of it today if you'll listen and look at the Word of God. And the very power that Stephen had is available to us today. And we need that same power. We need the power of the Holy Spirit that was working in him. And that's exactly what was working in Stephen. And we have the availability to us today, the power of the Holy Spirit within us. The Holy Spirit is divine, part of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. His presence, the Holy Spirit. His presence, the Holy Spirit's power, the Holy Spirit's might, the Holy Spirit's strength is what Stephen had in him. And that's what we pray will be in us. And we will do the works just like Stephen did in his day. If we look at verses 9 and 10, opposition arose. However, the members of the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, Jews of Cyrene and Alexandria, as well as the province of Cilicia and Asia, these men began to argue with Stephen, but they could not stand up against his wisdom or the spirit by whom he spoke. So the opposition arose. Stephen, a man full of faith, full of power, full of God's grace, had God's favor on him, doing what God would have him to do, but opposition arose. However, it says, from members of the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, and then it gives you that description of those people. Stephen said, I'm the kind of guy that's going to take every opportunity I get to spread the gospel. I'm going to preach in the synagogues wherever I can and speak this word of God. And he did. He went about that and preached in several of those synagogues. And he took that opportunity, and he was spreading the good news of Jesus. However, it says, opposition arose. some people didn't like what he was preaching. They stood up, if you will, if you want to use that word, against Stephen. Stood up, opposed, however you want to phrase it, what he was preaching. So what was Stephen preaching? He was preaching the gospel that we know today. He was right on target. He was saying Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. And that's true today. It was true then. It'll be true forever that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God that was sacrificed for the sins of the world. That's truth. That's biblical. That is how we're saved, is through Jesus Christ and what he did. So Stephen saying Jesus is the Lamb of God, and he sacrificed the sins of the world. And animal sacrifices are not needed anymore. We don't have to do it that way. Jesus is the sacrificial Lamb of God. Well, these folks right here, Jews of Cyrene, Alexandria, and province of Cilicia and Asia, they begin to argue that fact, that the gospel was being preached, and they stood up and argued against that. Stephen said, listen, number two, Jesus is the mediator between God and man. We don't need the priest for that. Yes, they're going to minister to the flock of God. Yes, they're going to help God's people, but they're not the mediator. Jesus Christ, the sacrificial Lamb who died on the cross, he is the mediator between God and man. So the high priests don't have that role. They're going to minister to God's people, but they're not the mediator. Now, the Grecian Jews saw this preaching as falsehood. They had been taught other things. And what Stephen was doing went against what they had stood for. So they stood up to argue with Stephen. And Stephen felt that pressure, no doubt. He's a human being. And he felt the pressure of that uproar, if you will. But the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit in him, they couldn't take that. They couldn't do anything with that. They could stand up. They could do what they felt they needed to do against Stephen, but the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, was in him, and he kept on doing what he needed to do. And he was speaking what God wanted him to speak. So, 2019, we can take what Stephen was doing. Number one, we need to say, Lord, we want to be full of your Spirit. We want to be full of your power for the glory of God. We need your anointing on us to carry out just what Stephen was doing, what you've got for us to do in 2019. We need your Spirit to help us do that. And he'll give it. It's the same Spirit that was given to Stephen. So when people stand up against the gospel, against what Jesus stands for, what do we do? Well, we can't talk about Jesus at work, and we can't do this, and we can't do this, and on and on it goes. Well, there'll be a time, there'll be an opportunity that you can bring up the name of Jesus. Somebody will have a question someday. Somebody will ask you about your life someday, and the time will be there that we can speak the name of Jesus, and we ought to take that. And the Spirit gives us those times, and he will give us the thoughts and the words that we need in our mind and our heart to say to people if we're praying and asking for that. He'll do it. So anyway, Stephen, he said, yeah, he didn't say, but the fact of it is you can stand against me or what have you, but you can't do anything with the power of God. Verses 11 through 14, then they secretly persuaded some men to say, we've heard Stephen speak words of blasphemy against Moses and against God. So they stirred up the people and the elders and the teachers of the law. They seized Stephen and brought him before the Sanhedrin. They produced false witnesses to testify. This fellow never stopped speaking against this holy place and against the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs Moses handed down to us. So, secretly, they persuaded some people. They bribed some people to go and lie about what Stephen was doing here. And they stirred the people up. So now before, you had the rulers, if you will, stirred up. You had them thinking they're going to lose control and they didn't like what was going on with the disciples in a lot of cases. But now it's just not the leaders, it's the people too. So the leaders are stirred up, the people are stirred up, and here's Stephen trying to carry out what God wants him to do. And he does. He keeps going, full of the Spirit. But now he's got the people and he's got the leaders. They're all stirred up. So what are these charges against Stephen? They said, well, listen, here is a blasphemy against the temple. That, you know, you can't be saying these things, Stephen. And you're saying that God's not in the temple. You're saying that he dwells in the hearts of mankind. And of course, you know the presence of God is everywhere. He did the creation. His presence is in all around us, and it's in the temple, in the church, it's in creation, it's all outside, but it's in the heart. And Stephen said, listen, Jesus, the sacrificial Lamb of God, he died for the sins of the world. And these other sacrifices are not needed. He's the mediator between man and God, and that's who Jesus Christ is. Well, they didn't like that. They didn't like that the fact that he's saying Jesus can live in your heart. If you believe Jesus can live in your heart, if you believe when you get saved that Jesus Christ lives in your heart and is part of you, that's a glorious thing, amen? That the priests don't give that to you. You don't have to go through all this sacrifice of animals and things, but because Jesus is the sacrificial lamb, because Jesus died on Calvary's cross, because Jesus was crucified and raised from the dead, Jesus is the one who saves, and he lives in me. He lives. Amen? How do you know he lives? He lives within my heart. Yeah, okay, we'll leave that in. Jesus lives within my heart. Does he live within your heart? If you're saved by the blood of Jesus, he does. Well, wait a minute. I got to go to the temple. I got to get the priest. You listen, the priest, he can minister to the people of God's flock, but Jesus lives in me and in all the redeemed people of God. That's a wonderful thing, and we just kind of brush over it or take it for granted sometimes. But you mean, again, the charge was blasphemy against the temple. And Stephen was not saying God's presence was not in the temple. Sure it was, but he can live within the heart. Well, that upset some folks. Then they said, this guy is blasphemy against the law. This is what Moses said. This is what the law says. And Stephen's saying that this Christ fulfilled the law. And Stephen's saying, yes, that's what I'm telling you, that Jesus fulfilled the law. And yes, he didn't do away with the law. It's not like we're kicking everything out here, but he fulfilled the law. And you've got the law, and then Jesus, if you listen to what he says, he adds a little to it. He says, listen, now you've heard it said, and many times in scriptures, you've heard it said, and then he'd quote the law, but I say unto you, if you look at a woman in a lustful way, you've committed adultery. So it's not just don't commit adultery over here in the law. He says, if you look at a woman with those thoughts, you've committed adultery. So Jesus came to fulfill the law over here. And if anything, he added to it. Well, the folks were upset, and he's trying to say, I'm not telling you the law is erased. I'm just telling you the law, and then here's Jesus' standard, that he is the sacrificial lamb of God. Well, what else are we going to charge him with? Preaching the destruction of the temple and the Jewish customs. They said, we just can't believe what you're doing here, destroying the temple, that Christ fulfills man's need for God and for salvation. That Jesus, again, he fulfills that need. He can handle that. Jesus is what you need to be saved. Well, anyway, folks was a little upset there. Now we get to verse 15 on the screen. All who were sitting in the Sanhedrin looked intently at Stephen, and they saw that his face was like the face of an angel. Uproar, uprising, standing against, however you want to phrase it, that's what the people and the leaders were doing to Stephen. But yet, they couldn't do anything with the fact that this guy has the anointing of God. This guy God has chosen for some reason. And look at his face. Some refer to it as the face of an angel. Some said, you know, look at this glory around him. And God, in his wisdom, gave him a special touch. And the glory was on his face. That had been experienced by Moses. It said over in Exodus, and when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. And for Christ, God allowed that to happen and was transfigured before them. His face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as light. Matthew 17. Well, God allowed that, some of that anyway, glory of himself to be upon Stephen's face. And yes, they were uproaring. Here's the charges, blasphemy against the temple, and this on and on they went. And they were upset, but they could not deny the fact that something was happening with Stephen, that he was like the face of an angel. Because the Spirit of God was upon him. Because the Spirit of God was accomplishing something through him. Well, the people didn't like it. The leaders didn't like it. But he was carrying out God's plan. Now look at this next slide. You say this martyr business, you know, next week we'll go just a little further. But the Bible says here and gives us awareness that he was full of faith. You know, here we are 2019, and you say, well, listen, they're going to end up killing Stephen here. I don't know about this story. We need to carry out God's will, whatever that is. So for us today, what are we saying? Full of faith. Are we full of faith? Full of the Holy Spirit? I got to ask myself those questions. Full of grace, full of wisdom. A defender of the faith, or do we just go along with the crowd at work or go along with whatever, or are we a defender of the faith? So you can say, well, maybe this is a history lesson. Maybe this is some facts of the Scripture. Yeah, but what about me? What's the challenge for me today? The challenge is to be like Stephen. You're not going to be exactly like Stephen. You don't live in the days that Stephen lived. You live today. You're 10 years old today. You're 20 years old today. You're 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years old today for your appointed time, for your appointed journey on this side of heaven is now. Whatever age, whatever's going on, it is our time now. So the challenge, or what I take home today, is in my pew or around this altar, I want to say, God, help me be full of faith. Help me be full of the Holy Spirit. Fill me afresh and anew. I want to be full of grace. I want to be full of wisdom. I want to be a defender of the faith. So that's what I pray we'll take home today, and that we will ask the Lord this day, help me to be full of these qualities, full of you and your Spirit. Stand with me, please. Our Father, once again, we're standing in your presence. And yes, your presence is in this church building. Yes, your presence is seen in creation. There's nowhere we can go to escape your presence. But we're so thankful that Stephen was preaching this glorious gospel, that Jesus lives within our heart, that Jesus is the sacrificial lamb that died for our sin. What a privilege, what an honor to be able to talk directly to God today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And here we are in 2019, and we can quote and talk about the ups and downs of the church in America and around the world and our own congregation, and on it goes. But today, I pray for this moment in time. We'll search our own hearts. We're not looking at anybody else. Just look at me and say, Lord, here I am, 2019. I'm not Stephen, but I am who you've created me to be. And the time that you have me on this earth, help me to be full of faith, full of the Holy Spirit and grace and wisdom, and a defender of the faith. May we look at you today, Holy God, and say, come, help us in our day and time to stand for the truth. Father, we love you. And whatever this means for everybody in this building today, I pray we'll take the challenge. I pray, Father, that in our pew or around this altar, we'll spend time with you, maybe just you alone, and we'll give you praise. Now come, may we be open, may you do a work, in Jesus' name, amen.